Okay, we are going to start from the last line of Mem Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi the Barav Malach Kiyash Aymrim that it's possible Eidus to be Zaychu B'shuk. Darush Bakapara. Ragzan lay also beyadei l'ragzanusa. A person with a temper, all he gets away with is that he lost some health problems caused by tempers. Rashi, they also be other bischari al kash bsore viragzanusa, the weakening of his flesh, meaning of his body, because of his anger. Another way of saying it is takakum. One gains nothing from losing their temper. The guy loses his temper is only hurting himself. The adam taiv matimin isam iprimasav, the good person, they give him the taste of the fruit of his actions. The chol shein aloy b'mikro v'loy b'mishna v'loy b'derek eretz. This is part of the brisa that Bar Kapara darshened. Dur hanoa mimenu. Make a neder not to have anything to do with him. Shenemar, Moshev leitzim l'yoshev. Moshevoy Moshev leitzim. Where he is a place of cynics. Rashi, dur neder, make a neder. Shenemar, Moshev leitzim l'yoshev. Now let's listen to this Rashi, because this Rashi is the Rashi I was referring to yesterday. Rashi says, "Zeh she'ena be'echad mi'elu, one who's not b'mikra b'mishna uba b'derech eretz, means he doesn't have any of the three. B'me'i yis'asek, what is he going to be busy with? He doesn't have a job. He has nothing to occupy his time. This is the raya that Achoinim bring that Rashi doesn't learn like the Rambam and the Bar Tanura in Derech Eretz. They learn Derech Eretz means social skills." Rashi seems to say it's keeping him busy. People stay busy either by learning or by working.
Playing basketball, play sports all day long.
They didn't have sports those days. They had nothing to occupy you unless you worked or you learned. What else were you supposed to do? Now, you'll tell me he reads all day and he studies to be a doctor. That's a saskus. That goes into misasek. That's a profession, so to speak. Even sports today is a profession, right? They pay people to shoot baskets. Pay them a lot more than they pay me to shoot baskets. But that's not the point. The point is, Rashi is saying, Eina b'derech eretz means he's not occupying his time. There's nothing. So what is a person that's a loafer supposed to do? He becomes a cynic. Inevitably, he becomes a cynic. He has nothing else to do. So he spins yarns and he tells people cynical things. That's why Rashi says, stay away from him and lay the lieutenant. Whereas the Rambam learned it had nothing to do with job, not job. It had to do with the ability to interact with people. It's machlokes what derech eretz means. The Rambam and the Bar Tanura and the Mishnah explain it, social skills. And Rashi here seems
social
to say ability to interact with people in a nice way. Midas tovus. And Rashi learns it's something that keeps him busy. Which really is close to Rashi. Dr. Harris, the third opinion was he has to earn a living, which is close to Rashi, which means he keeps himself occupied. Had no lochish and ignis. Dr. Mishnah Weitzer, Ish Mikadesh, now we return to Kedushin. We left Masechtas Kedushin and Daf Chavtes. We got involved in mitzvahs, the chiyuvim, father to son, son to father, mitzvahs, we got into chadash and kalayim, and all different kinds of things. Now back to Masechtas Kedushin. Ish mekadesh boy ubishluchai. A person can make Kedushin by himself. He can do the act of Kedushin to a woman, or he can send a messenger to do it for him. Shlichus works by Kedushin. You can ask somebody to go be mekadesh a lady for you. A woman can receive the Kedushin herself, or she can send an agent to receive her Kedushin. Ish Mikadesh is Bitek Shinara Baya Bishluchai. A father has the same rights. He can do the Kedushin for his daughter when she's a Ketana, or even when she's a Nara. Now, Ketana is under 12, and Nara is between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. At 12 and a half, the father loses any right that he had to his daughter, but up to then he has a right. So the Mishnah is saying not only does he have a right to do it himself, but he can make an agent to do it for him, meaning he is mamish empowered as if he were the recipient of the Kedushin. Because one would make an argument that the girl can make a shliach, but the father is a shliach. No, the father is the owner of the Kedushin while his daughter is a ktana or a nara. Rashi? We're going to talk about that too. It's not so simple. I mean, it depends when, what, when, how. Ish mekadesh maya b'shlucha b'gemara yalavla. She nara, b'koshkin she ktana. Im kibul kedushin mekudeshes. V'hai denoket nara. So why did the Mishnah say nara if it can even be a ktana? Ayrach arash mina. The Gemara will explain that the Mishnah is telling you the way of the world, meaning the proper way. The ktana l'chatchila loy. That l'chatchila, a person should not marry his daughter off as a ktana, because the mefarish b'gemara. It works. The kedushin works. But if he asked us for advice, we would say, don't marry your ktana off. And the Gemara will explain why. So that's why the Mishnah said Nara, because Nara is recommended. We want a girl to get married before she's 12 and a half. 12 and a half is already considered an older girl. So therefore, we want a girl to get married young, at 12, 12. But then we don't want to get married before 12. So therefore, the Mishnah says Nara. However, if he accepted a Kedushin for a girl that's a Ketana, it worked. The Mishnah doesn't recommend it, so the Mishnah did not mention it. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Hashta Mishlucha Mekadesh Boy Mi Boy. The Gemara is bothered, why do we have to say Boy? Just say Ish Mekadesh Mishluchai. Nobody's going to think that you need a Shliach for Kedushin. Everybody will understand that a Shliach is a lot of work for Kedushin. They won't understand it to say you, that it's limited to a Shliach. So why did the Mishnah have to say the word Boy? Dr. Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Mitzvah Boy, Yosef Mishluchai. The Mishnah is telling me that a person has a mitzvah to do it himself more than to do it through a shliach. That means even though I can do a mitzvah through a shliach, and there's nothing wrong if I do a mitzvah during a shliach, the effectiveness of the mitzvah will be the same. However, if you can do it yourself, you should do it yourself, not through a shliach.
What's the mitzvah of marrying off your daughter?
This is the mitzvah of doing kedushin.
The mitzvah.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. But what meaning? We're not talking about the woman now. We're talking about the man.
So we're talking about the father, man.
Or the we're not. You're at the bottom of the Mishnah. We're at the first case of the Mishnah.
I'm not the bottom, but okay, fine.
You're at the end of the Mishnah. We'll get to that. At this point, we're at the first case of the Mishnah. A man can make kedushin by himself or send a shliach. The Gemara's question is, what do I need the word by? The answer is to tell you, preferably, you should do Kedushin yourself. Why? Mitzvah by Yaisim Ibishluchai. There's a greater mitzvah for you to do than to send a Shliach to do.
Again, as a general rule, I hear, but I don't know what the mitzvah is here. I know what the mitzvah is.
Okay, I'll get to that. I'm not trying to think. Kiha, Rav Yaisafra Makrik Resha. Rav Safram used to singe the head of whatever chicken he had, the Kavod Shabbos. He could have sent the Shliach to do it, but he himself was involved in Kavod Shabbos. Rava Malach Shivuta. Rava salted the fish, period. Meaning, do the mitzvah yourself if you can, don't send the Shliach. Rashi, Mitzvah by Yaisim and Bishluchai, the Chiasi Gufur B'mitzvahs, the Kabul Schar Tvei. This is a machloikas here. Rashi explains it. You get more reward for doing it yourself than for doing your shliach. You get greater reward. Other Rishaitim learn it's not the reward, it's your involvement in the mitzvah makes you a better person. It raises your level of kedusha higher than if you do it through a shliach. Again, you might say it's one and the same. You might say it's different. I'll let everybody figure it out himself. But there are two approaches in the Rishayim. Some say doing a mitzvah yourself makes you a more shaychus to Kedusha. And Rashi stresses the schar aspect. Now you could say schar comes from being more shaychus, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says you get more schar. And the other Rishayim seem to stress you get more close to Hashem, so to speak. You get more of that kind of benefit out of doing it yourself. Now this Gemara has a number. Let's just do the next Rashi. Machrich Reisha L'Kavod Shabbos Shivuta is a dog. It's a fish. Now, there's a few issues that have to be discussed here. Number one is, and this is not a clear answer to what I'm going to say. Well, let's discuss Dr. Harris's problem. What mitzvah is there in Kedushin? So it's a Machloikas Rishayim. Some Rishonim hold there is no mitzvah in Kedushin. The mitzvah is pruvu. But since the Torah wants you to do pruvu through an act of Kedushin, so the act of Kedushin becomes a prelude to a mitzvah, therefore it's called a mitzvah.
I'm getting mitzvah for his pruvu. The chassan.
The chassan gets a mitzvah.
I'm marrying off my daughter, so I'm...
You're still busy with the daughter. Forget about the daughter. Let's talk about the man now. I said, let's forget about the woman now. We'll get to the woman later in the Gemara. Let's concentrate on the man. What mitzvah does the man have to get married? So, some Rishonim learn he has a mitzvah pruvu. Since he has a mitzvah pruvu, therefore, it's better he should do the mitzvah himself, even though this is not the mitzvah. You can get married all you want. It's not going to do Kedushin all you want. That's not a mitzvah. But it's a prelude to a mitzvah. The Rambam holds Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. Ki yikach ish isha. That the act of Kedushin is a mitzvah. Ki yikach ish isha. It's its own mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah in itself. Even though the Torah never says do it, the Torah says when you do it. But the Rambam paskins, you mekayem the mitzvah of Kedushin of Ki yikach ish isha. Again, it's a machlokes rishonim. Is there a mitzvah in Kedushin, or is Kedushin just a way, a lead up to pruvu? That is the machlokes, yes.
And this addresses also something which has always been sort of stood out, which is that when Rashi talks about Ashkenaz mitzvah, Puterman mitzvah, I believe it was, that he says building a sukkah. Now, there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's mitzvah.
That's the kash on Rashi.
And this is the same, this is the exact same thing.
No.
No?
No.
That's
right. Because to build a sukkah, you can fit in somebody else's sukkah.
Absolutely.
So there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah, and that problem is there. To do pruvu the right way, there's only one way to do it.
What you're saying is along these lines, which is the implication of the mitzvah is I would not have known that it's okay to use a shlift if the mitzvah hadn't told me.
Again, it's not the... We're dealing with two separate things. Question was, what mitzvah are we talking about? So the Rishonim is saying there is no mitzvah of Kedushin. The mitzvah is to have children. But the right way to have children is through Kedushin. There's no right way to sit in a sukkah by building a sukkah. You can have the same right way by sitting in somebody else's sukkah. You don't have the right way by having children out of wedlock. It's a different thing.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem... I hear what you're saying. I mean, I'm not in disagreement with what you're saying, but it would seem that you can say the same thing in that, you know, there's... It would seem from the various discussions of building a mitzvah that is a preferable way to sit in your own sukkah.
That's a new halacha you just made up.
Okay,
well,
in which case...
I mean, there is a sheet of a tana that holds you have to own your sukkah, but we don't paskin that way.
When people go into a sukkah, sometimes they...
That's a different thing. That's because the schach was the actual lishma. It's a totally different thing. Nothing to do with owning your sukkah. You don't have to own anybody's sukkah. You can sit in your sukkah, you can sit in my sukkah, you have the same mitzvah.
Why do they do that?
Because it wasn't made l'shem schach. It was there all year. The people that moved the schach is only because it was there the whole year. So therefore you have to redo it l'shem sukkah. Nothing to do with this.
Key went. Actually,
since
there's four.
I know, but Ki Yikach Ish Isha doesn't mean you have to. There's no. Nobody says Ki means you have to. Yeah, in one case it's a do. But again, I'm not getting above that. I'm just pointing out that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Now, the second question here is, and this is a question that I don't have a clear answer. I'm just going to mention it. Maybe I should avoid it because everybody's going to bring in things from left field and right field. I'm really not interested. I'm just going to mention it quickly. And that is, what if a guy can learn and make a shliach to do his mitzvah? There's a halacha that says that any mitzvah that can be done by somebody else is not taicha talmud Torah. Like somebody needs a ride to the airport. Somebody else is here to take the ride to the airport. I should not take him to the airport. Let somebody else take him to the airport. I should sit and learn. Tefillin, nobody else can wear my tefillin. I have to wear my tefillin myself, so therefore I stop learning to put on tefillin. If I go to the airport, let somebody else go to the airport, and I can learn. That's not halacha. I'm not talking about whether people do it or not. That's not my issue here. That's not halacha. So how about this? How about Rav Safra, who was Machra Chmesha? He did it by himself. Or this Gemara that says, Mitzvah Bo Yaisim Mibishluchai. Does that change that halacha? So therefore, I have a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos that I can do through a shliach, but I'm doing it myself. Does that mean that's more than that pushes away Talmud Torah? Does Mitzvah Bo Yaisim Mibishluchai enough say that even though I can do the mitzvah through a shliach, and I can learn, but I should do the mitzvah myself at the expense of Talmud Torah, just like tefillin is at the expense of, I don't like to use the word expense, but I push away Talmud Torah for tefillin, so I push away Talmud Torah so I can do the mitzvah of Kedusha. Really, I can ask somebody else to travel to New York to do the mitzvah of Kedusha, and I can sit and learn. But the Gemara says, mitzvah ba yaisim v'shluchai. Now, how far does that go? Does that push away the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or not? This is a big shaila, because we see these Amoraim did give their time to do these things for Shabbos, even though there were people in the house that could do it. Right? Because if they weren't, we wouldn't be proving mitzvah by Yaisim and Bishluchai. We're saying they had people that could have salted the fish, and they salted the fish themselves. That means they were saying salting the fish yourself is enough not to learn. And same thing for Machlech Resha, or the same thing for Kedushim, which the Gemara compares here. So this is the big shaila. The Achrayim is Kavod Shabbos different. Is Kavod Shabbos a kind of mitzvah that's more begufay? So this becomes, I said, I don't have clarity on it. Just bringing up the shaila, the Gemara seems to say the mitzvah by Yaisim and Bishluchai is enough. Now the airport, the guy that's going is not my shliach. He's doing the mitzvah of going to the airport, and I'm doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I have a chiyuv of Kavod Shabbos. I don't have a chiyuv to take anybody to the airport. I have a chiyuv of Kavod Shabbos. Again, Gvilas Chasadim is not a chiyuv. It's when nobody else is around, I have a chiyuv.
And if you get an Uber for the guy, it's
a Hanami. But
I'm saying, but it's not the same. When you go Matrias, he appreciates that connection you make with that person. It's more, it gives him a take an Uber. It's a different thing. You create that's also something you're creating.
See, again.
Between man and man. You know, I mean,
again, I'm trying to. Let's just differentiate. Gemilus Chasadim is not a mitzvah chiyuvus. As long as it gets done, it gets done. I don't have to do it. He needs to get to the airport. Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah chiyuvus.
Have it come the Rav. The Rav.
That's a different story. It's a mitzvah chiyuvus.
Another Jew is not? It's not?
It's no chiyuv for me to do it myself. He has
chiyuv for the rav. You get a rav to the airport too.
That's how it's covered. Tamid the chacham. It's a do mitzvah that you have a chiyuv.
No covered to another Jew.
Not a chiyuv to do that. No. I'm not knocking Jews. I love Jews. So this is a discussion. I'm just mentioning it to leave it on the side. Zok to Gemara.
Yeah, we'll go to the lami. Is a chiyuv.
That's a chiyuv. Yes. Absolutely.
How can I know which is
the chiyuv? I cannot answer that. A regular. It could be Amri, Bahai, Suri, Nami, Yisbe. Others disagree with the first shot in the Gemara. They say here there's more than just mitzvah by Yaisim and Bishluchai. There's a question of Isser. Now, Isser doesn't mean the Kedushin is Nachau, but it's not the right way of doing it. Why? Because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it is also for a man to marry a woman unless he sees her. Shema yirba davar migunav tizgan olav. If he sends a shliach to do kedushin, and the shliach goes and does kedushin to Leah, and then he meets Leah and he takes one look at Leah and he says, that's not the lady I would like to be married to. She looks ugly to me. There goes their shalom bayis. He'll never love her the way he's supposed to love his wife, because she's got to be enough. Look at her before you marry her to know what you're getting. And therefore, sending a shliach is violating that. Now, this is obviously assuming that he didn't see her before. If he said, according to this teretz, the case is talking about a person who never saw the woman is sending somebody, he heard there's a nice shliach in Afghanistan, and he sends a shliach to marry this woman in Afghanistan without ever having seen her. Now today, that we have Zoom and WhatsApp and all kinds of different things. But in those days, if you didn't see her, you didn't see her. So therefore, it's the Mishnah saying boy first, because the other way is not preferable. It's more than not preferable. It's wrong. It's chal, but it's wrong.
So what about Yitzhak and Rivka?
We'll get all these things. We'll get to Rashi. Machrich Reisha b'ha'isur namiyika im yachol lekadosh v'atzmai. Now notice Rashi im yachol lekadosh v'atzmai. Rashi speaks out clearly that if he has no ability to go, it's either getting married or not getting married. Then there's no esed to do by shliach. We'll take our chances. You want to know what the Rabbanon would want? They want you to see the woman before you marry her. But if it's impossible, it's impossible. So Rashi stresses, if you can do it by yourself, the Kiddush Adei Shliach, it's wrong. The mitzvah she'iren Hashem et hizgana alav. We want you to see her, because if not, she might become unseemly to you. Now, so Dr. Braid asked Yitzchak and Rivka, Eliezer did the Kiddushin, what happened? So there, Rashi answered it, because it was no possible the other way. Yitzchak wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He was an Eilat Tmimah. So he couldn't marry a woman out of Eretz Yisrael without sending somebody to do the Kedushin. Rashi answered it with that line, Im Yochel Lekadosh Be'atzmai. The kasha the Mashah has is what was Avram and Sarah. Rashi in the Pasuk, Hineinu Yodati Ki Ishi Yefasmara'at. So Rashi tells us that Avram never saw Sarah. And he noticed her reflection in the river. And he said, now I know you're a beautiful lady. What are we going to do? What did Pshatim and Rashi? I trust you to marry a woman till you see her. That's the kasha they ask. Zuck to my shop. I think it's the Mashah that says this, Eretz. There's many Terutzim said. Some said he saw her when she was young. But now we're talking about years and years later. Right? He married her when he was whatever and he saw her. Now 50 years later, he thought she was by then doesn't look so pretty anymore. And now he said, oh, I see you're still as beautiful as you were. I never saw you these last 50 years. That's what some say. Mashah says, it's only us if you plan to look at her later in your life. Avram never planned to see Zara. So why she would never be Tizgana Be'enov? He never planned to look at her. He never looked at her. Rashi says that in Chumash, that he never looked at her. So the pshat is, so he, it was like by accident, I see you're a beautiful lady. I never knew. I never saw you. How did he marry her? He never planned to look at her. The whole history to marry a woman without looking at her is because you might, when you see her, you might have negative feelings. He never planned to look at her. The third teretz, they say, is there's a difference between Rhea and Istaklus. There's seeing and seeing. You can see something, and then you can look at something carefully. We're not afraid that you'll see your wife and get upset. We're afraid you'll be mistakel in her and something will bother you. Because a person, usually, when he gets married, doesn't just see his wife nonchalantly. He looks at her. He stares at her. I don't mean in a bad, negative way. That's not socially acceptable. But, right, whatever it is. So, therefore, at that point, we're afraid of a davar meguna. Avraham Avinu, when it said he wasn't mistakoba, didn't know how beautiful she was. He knew she had, passing by, he saw her. It wasn't that he never saw her. He saw her. So it wasn't any davar meguna, but he didn't know how beautiful she was because he didn't concentrate on it. That's what some want to say. Again, these are three terutzim that are said to the kasha. Yes, doctor.
Does anyone say along the lines of if someone is a person for whom external appearances are simply not important, then there is no iser on marrying someone without seeing her? Because Yitzhak was someone who was transcendent.
Again, I didn't see anybody say it. You can say whatever you want. I mean, it's not limited. You can make up your own answers. I didn't see anybody say it.
Okay. I mean, don't we see other places that a person is with Anna and somebody else when they have women? These women are not compulsive.
Again, looks are in the eyes of the beholder. There's some people that are turned off by a woman's looks, regardless if she had the mumim that everybody's turned off by. Then there's things that people like a certain look and don't like another look. That doesn't make it bad or good. It's in the beauties and the eyes of the beholder.
But so the person then, the only opportunity he has to marry this girl is by sending a shaliach. He can't do it.
Rashi says clearly that
right,
he's allowed
so
to.
So he should send a shaliach to do it. Now, it's possible that it's miserable, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to like it. You know what? Why is it another track to say, don't get involved with that situation? There are other women in that you could. Why would you put yourself in a situation that might be a problem? Find a girl close by that you could do it.
Right, so Avraham Avinu felt that the Shidduch of Rivka has to be somebody from his family, and therefore it precluded marrying any Kanani. So therefore Yitzchak could not leave Eretz Yisrael, so we were stuck.
I'm talking about put that to the side. How about a regular?
Obviously, the reason he's sending the Shliach to Afghanistan is he has something pulling him to that girl in Afghanistan. If not, you're right. Marry somebody in Cleveland. Don't go to Afghanistan. All I'm trying to stress is that Rashi doesn't write extra words. Rashi's writing that to say that it's not a blanket iser. It's a preferable iser. Meaning, it's something we would like people to be zayir in, if possible, because we don't want to take a chance with her seeing a davar meguna. And davar meguna would hurt their ability to have a proper relationship. Now we move on to Dr. Harris's part of the equation. V'chi etmad Rav Yosef Asef etmar. When did Rav Yosef say mitzvah by Yosef mibishluchoy? He said it by the end of the Mishnah. Isha miskadeshes ba'al bishlucha. Why did it have to say ba? Hashta b'shlucha mikatsha ba miboyi. Why does it say ba? And there there's no iser. It doesn't say a woman has to see her husband. Never says that. The husband has to see the wife. Interestingly enough, we're not afraid that the woman will be turned off by appearance. We're afraid the man will be turned off by appearance. That iser that was mentioned a moment ago is asur la'adam shikadesh isha shiren is a one-way iser. It's the man has to see the woman, not that the woman has to see the man. So the question is, so why does it say ba? So the answer on that is, I'm Rav Yosef, mitzvah ba Yosef b'shlucha, klad Rav Safra machu chresha, and Rav Malach Shavuta, I'm a b'hoi sur lesbe. Why not? Why doesn't the woman have to see her husband? Why are we afraid that the woman won't have negative feelings towards her husband, just like we had the fear by the husband and his wife? Because we're sluggish. I'm a sluggish. Time for mates of Tandu. And lamates of Armalu. Women would rather be with two bodies than to be alone, which means women settle for less. They realize the benefit of marriage outweighs some of their concerns. Whereas by a man, he doesn't have that same drive, and therefore, we're more concerned about the man's feelings than we are about the woman's feelings. She'll overcome her feelings because she's married. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Damarish Avabaha. But first of all, I'll answer Dr. Harris's question. What mitzvah does a woman have? Woman's not chayev in Purvu. So where is the woman's mitzvah that we say mitzvah ba yaisim mibishlucha? She has no mitzvah. That's the Ran's kasha, which is what Dr. Harris was asking on the Mishnah at the end when we were still talking about the beginning. And the Ran answers, she's a mesayeya. Because she's the object of the mitzvah, therefore it's considered enough mitzvah to say mitzvah ba yaisim mibishlucha. Rashi, it's only a mitzvah, but it's nothing wrong. We're not afraid that you'll see something unseemly to her. A woman say about any kind of husband, regardless of who he is, better to be with two bodies than sit alone. Tam guf. Rashi has a problem. If she sends her shliach, then the man's not seeing her. Right? The Mishnah is saying there's nothing wrong in her sending a shliach because she's not doing any yisur. But he is. If he's mekadesh her shliach, he never saw her. Just like you say he can't send his shliach because he has to see her, why isn't it prohibited for him to do kedusha to her shliach? because he never saw her. In fact, Rashi Vikasha, Hakanami Gabididoki, Surah Kiyov, Lakidushin, Lishluk of the Chazila. So it's the same answer. We're looking at her angle. You're right. The man shouldn't marry his wife shliach. He should not do kedushin through a shliach, even her shliach, because he's missing out on seeing her. We're talking about from the woman's side of things. Why is it preferable for her to go? Mashma is preferable for her to go for her sake. It's not true. It's not for her sake. It's for his sake. The Mishnah makes it sound that it's preferable for her to go for her sake. She has no answer. The answer to him, Mekadachi Babishlucha. He'll go to Tani Babu Mitzvah Shmina to tell me it's preferable because Mitzvah Bayezim Bishlucha. Avisur the Gabadi Daleka. There's nothing wrong that she's doing. He's going to do something wrong. Avarisha Dairi Bididei Tani Babu Mishimisura. So Rashi is saying, really? It's us for the man to send a Shliach to marry the woman? And it's us for the man to marry the woman Shliach? But in the ratio, we're talking about from his angle. From his angle, it is usher for him to do the kedushin without the anger. From her angle, there's no answer. So why did the Mishnah say Bob first? Here it is.
What about
she has a mitzvah herself more than her shliach.
Here's his mama's lifnei iver. I mean, literally.
What?
His lifnei iver aspect. She's causing him to do an iser. Lifnei iver. No?
See, this is the... You're bringing up a good point. See, the Rambam is very careful. He says the word ain roy the Kaddish Isha of Ashishir. See, the Gemara uses the term Isser. The question is, to what level Isser is there here? The Rambam uses the words ain roy. It's not appropriate. So I don't know if there's a listener either on this kind of a thing. The Rambam doesn't say the word Asr. He says, Ein roi l'kadesh isha achirenam. The Gemara uses the term Isser. The question is, to what degree is it an Isser? I mean, they didn't invalidate the Kedushin. That's for sure. Like, it seems like it's more the mitzvah by Yisr b'shluchai. It's not just a preference. It's like more than that. But the question is, to what degree? But I hear your question. I don't have a better answer than that.
That's not necessarily true,
though. The Mishnah is talking in all cases. It doesn't say if you see her, it's different. The Mishnah says, "Ish mekadesh by b'shluchai mashmi." Again, you're right. If today this wouldn't be, we assume people saw the man, the woman they're married.
Why is it better for a woman to marry herself rather than a shliach? Tell
me, mitzvah by yaisim b'shluchah.
Why?
She's a mitzvah because she. What do you mean? Why? Every mitzvah is better you do it than a shliach.
And we discussed that she does not have a mitzvah.
Okay? So Duran asked the Kasha, and Duran answered, she's a mitzayaya. She's the object of the mitzvah. So therefore, she's considered part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's just a general thing that it's better to do a mitzvah yourself than a shliach.
Than through a shliach, correct.
Did Duran extend that to the father
and
marry off his daughter?
L'chaira. L'chaira, right. Ish Mekadesh is Vitek Shinara. Now it's interesting. Okay, we'll get that in a minute. Shinara and Kshitana like. The Mishnah seems to indicate you shouldn't do it as a Kshitana, but the halacha is he could marry off as a Kshitana. It says elsewhere many times that a father can marry off as a Kshitana. So why did the Mishnah say Nara? Mesaila l'rav dam review the marav, yitever of lozer, asal adam shikadesh is Vitek Shikshitana, and shetigda v'taymer b'poini, and he writes. We want a woman to be mature enough to know what she wants. And we don't want you to marry off your 6-year-old daughter because when she gets older, she might not be satisfied with your choice. Mashainkain, once she gets 12, she recognizes what she wants. She's more mature. At that point, you can marry her off because when she doesn't want it, she'll let you know. Now, you don't have to listen to her. You can marry her off to somebody you don't want. But if you want to know what the good thing to do is, don't do that. You're killing Shalom Bites. Rashi? I don't think there's any rush. There isn't. Tysus is bothered that Bisman Hazeh, Tysus talking about his days, they married off their daughter even by Khanas. Taisus is saying that in France, Germany, where the Bali Taisus lived, they married their daughters off while they were Ketanas. So Taisus, why? The Gemara says not to do it. So there's a famous, this is quoted all over. Every day the Gullus gets worse. If now he can afford to give his daughter in the dunya to find her husband, maybe as the girl gets older, he won't be able to marry her off. She'll be alone. Marry her off as soon as you can afford to do it. Because we don't know what's coming in the fact that we live in this gullus, that we never know whether Yidden will have money or won't have money to marry their daughter off. And therefore, as soon as you can marry your daughter off and you have the money that you can afford it, do it. Because if you wait, you don't know what's going to hit you. The Lashon that's always quoted from Taisus is Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim HaGolus Mizgaber Aleinu. Every day, gullus gets worse. Meaning the Goyim were anti-Semites then too. And therefore, they made life miserable for Yidden. So if you can afford it, just marry her off. If not, you never know if you'll be able to find her a shidduch. This is the type of thing. Even though the Gemara says we don't like it, but the choice here is do it as soon as you can. I'm just quoting the Taisus. Yes?
It even goes beyond anti-Semitism, of which there was plenty. We use it today in the phrase, when your ship comes in. If someone was involved in merchant trade, if their ship sank, they went from being a rich merchant to being impoverished, that people could lose their money entirely.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying Taisus's lesson is, Taisus doesn't say you might lose your money. Rabbi, in the time of the Gemara, you could also lose your money.
Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Abrahams of Crumble Brook explained to me that, you know, exactly what it was. That, of course, as well as the fact that we had no idea what it is.
Again, all those things are applicable in the time of the Gemara. Taisus is differentiating between his time and the time of Amoraim. Amoraim also lived in Galus and also didn't know what tomorrow would bring. But he's saying it wasn't as bad then as it is today. That's what Taisus is answering. You know, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lazar, they lived in Babel during Galus. And they said not to marry your daughter off as a ketana. And here comes Taisus and says, Taisus lives 800 years later, or 900 years later, and he's saying, we do it. So Taisus is trying to differentiate between year 1200, and I'm picking a number, and year 300. So Taisus, the difference is, Shebechol Yoyim V'Yoyim HaGolos Mizgaber Aleinu. That's the difference between 1200 and 300. I'm just quoting Taisus.
No, I'm certainly not in disagreement. I mean, when you look at the time, this is the beginning of the Crusade.
Right, I'm up.
Late 11th century, and you're seeing the destruction of...
Yeah, that's what Taisus is saying. The riot is that in year 2023, we don't marry our daughters off when they're sons.
We don't do it today because Gullus isn't as
harsh. We don't do it because the Minigan is not to do it. In Minigan, the times of Taisus were to do it, and Taisus is telling you the rationale. Taisus is giving you the rationale.
We don't have that
rationale. I don't know, but we don't do it. Taisus doesn't tell us about his manazah. Obviously, over the years, it changed. Well, that's what he's writing, and he's not writing for 23. He's answering why in his time they're marrying of Ketanas.
They were, it's also for us.
Yeah. I don't know. We would put a guy in jail for marrying of his daughter to Ketanas. Child abuse.
We can talk about only when there's no father, or when the father's there.
The what?
If there's no father, they consider the entire Kiddush Emion for the Ketanas to get married. So obviously they wanted the Ketanas to be married when there's no father there.
Right.
And Kiddush Emion applies even after she gets divorced and she goes back to the father after Nisur.
Correct.
So even when there's a father there, sometimes that they want the Ketanas to be married.
Again, that's true, but again, it's not recommended.
Why would they institute the entire Emion?
Again, let's step back. A father shouldn't marry off his daughter to Ketana. That's the Raisa. She's stuck with it. We don't want a woman to be stuck in a marriage she doesn't want. Now, in a case where there's a question of Miyun, she's not stuck with it. That's because she should be watched. When a father's around, he watches his daughter. Now, there are cases that even when the father's around, she's considered Yisai B'Chayav. So, the Chazal weren't Mechalik between that, that's all. Don't think about that. Shlichus Minalam. Now, the next few blot of the Gemara are going to deal with the source of the concept of agency. Where do we know that you can make an agent to do something for you? How do I know that? The Torah, where did the Torah tell us that you're allowed to make an agent for something? For anything. How do I know? You have a mitzvah condition, do it yourself. Who says you can send an agent? Dr. Gemara, the Tanya, and this is written by Gerushin. V'shilach, it says, v'shulcha mibesa. Why did the Torah use the word shulcha? Why didn't the Torah say, there's different words the Torah could use that he divorces her. V'girsha mibesa. Why does the Torah use the word v'shilach? To tell me, melamed shuayis shliach, that a man can do it through a shliach. The Torah specifically picks a word that connotes two meanings, sending her away and also agent, to say that the sending away can be done through an agent. The shulcha, the extra hay, because it said v'shilach oisa, shulcha, melamed shi oisa shliach. The woman can make a shliach to accept the get. V'shilach v'shulcha, it says it a second time. The Torah repeats the pasuk the second time, v'shulcha. Melamed shashliach oisa shliach. That not only can you make one agent, but that agent can make a second agent. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, v'shilach v'gerishim k'siv v'shulcha mibesai. We'd like to say v'girsha. It doesn't say v'girsha. By using the term shilach, even though it means send her away, but the fact that the Torah chose to express it in that word, darshan it without the mapike, because v'shulcha means send her. We're saying the fact that the Torah picked that way of expressing it is to say she can make a shliach. The shilach v'shulcha, shnei p'amim nemer b'inya. Now, this brings up the following question. I'm going to mention it. It's really a sugya in the sixth perek. So the main discussion of this will be in the sixth perek. That is a question called mili. Can a person appoint, a shliach to do something for him? And that shliach can appoint a second shliach. Is that ability to appoint a second shliach limited to when there is something to transfer tangible? Can a second shliach be appointed to do a non-tangible thing? Meaning, Reuven gives a get to his wife, to a shliach, to give to his wife. The shliach decides to make a different shliach on the way. He hands the get to the second shliach. So there's a tangible item going from Reuven to Shliach 1 and from Shliach 1 to Shliach 2. That's mutter, that's the Torah saying, Shliach Eis Shliach. How about if I ask somebody to do my Bittul Chametz? I ask him, do me a favor, do my Bittul Chametz. Not Batikas Chametz, not an action, but a words. Can he ask somebody else to do my Bittul Chametz? It can words be transferred from agent one to agent two? So this is a big machlokes tanoim later on, and we paskin mili loimem surili shliach. You cannot transfer words from shliach one to shliach two. It has to be a tangible. Now, if kamina here is a woman asks the shliach to receive the get. That's not a tangible agency. That all the shliach is going to be is a recipient. He has nothing to hand over to a second shliach except words, please accept the get for that woman. So the lady, Leah, asks the shliach, please accept my get. The get shliach goes to the second shliach and says, accept the get for Leah. He's not transferring anything. It is not an action. It's words. The man has a tangible item that he's handing over. The woman doesn't have a tangible item that she's handing over. She's going to get something, but at the time of the shlichas is just a be somebody that accepts. It's words. There's nothing tangible being given to the shliach. Now, you can make the first shliach. Can that woman make a second shliach? It's a big machlokes
b'shaila. She's doing this second. Making the second shliach, is she doing this on her own?
Leah appointed somebody to go get her get. Right. That person appoints a second shliach.
On her own, without asking.
Without asking.
Why is that allowed?
Why not? Shliach is a shliach.
That's very nice, but I'm giving it to you. I'm not interested. The whole world should know that she's getting divorced, okay? Didn't we have that lending and all that other kind of stuff?
That's because I don't want my items by anybody. But here, I gave him a get to deliver. He can make another shliach.
Again, I'm not interested in the plain dealer, from the bracha, to have it.
I didn't make the plain dealer a shliach.
No, David, the whole world doesn't have to know. I gave it to you.
A get is something that's a foursome. Again, it's a public thing.
Maybe they don't think that second shliach. Maybe the Baal doesn't think that second shliach will do the right job. That's why they give it to the first.
Again, unless otherwise specified, a shliach can appoint a shliach. Now we had a sugya back in Daf Chavches. I have to remember where I am. Whether you need him to be sick to appoint the second shliach, or even if he's not sick. Yes.
Does this limitation apply to slaves also? If you send a slave to do something else who has no das of his own, can the slave now transfer that mission to someone else?
See, that becomes a big shaila, whether a payol or somebody you own is a shliach or more.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so they discuss that. That's discussed.